Thou shall not resist me. This is probably the essence and core of my training method. You know, unlike, and I just want to reiterate this again for everybody here. And we got a lot of dogs here on the membership area that have already started other kinds of training. And it's easier to start out right than it is to fix bad behaviors, for sure. So hopefully there's some people who are about to get a puppy or have just got a puppy, because it's just so much easier. You know, we're not back tying our dogs, right? This isn't the Kohler method. It's not a sport or a police or a military dog. And so we are starting out our agitation, sitting in a chair with the dog on a First Saver choke collar. But before all that, we've already worked with our dogs as little puppies of thou shalt not resist me. We've done this by keeping our dog tethered inside when it's not in a crate. We've done this through taking the dog for walks and stern corrections whenever the dog pulls. So by the time a dog is a year old or around a year old, when you can start some of this agitation stuff, you know, it already has a really good habit and almost a reflex or an instinct at this point not to pull. So, you know, again, have your bad guy behind a tree or behind the car or whatever the case may be, and you are sitting in a folding chair with a short lead, because we're not sending our dog out. And hopefully you don't have to convince your dog to be suspicious. See, this is why getting the right breed is also important. There's a new member here that has a Lee Robinson dog that's mixed with a bunch of pit bull, and it's friendly to everybody. And I'm actually working with a guy that has a Malinois, and it's been a little bit of work to get this dog to be suspicious of people. And that's why these Mastiffs, and especially the Corsos, you know, they have the Neapolitan Mastiff in it. These dogs come out, I've just never had to do that with any of my dogs. They already are suspicious of people. You know, this is also why it's really good to not let people pet your dog. That way, by the time you get to the point where you're sitting in the chair and the bad guy walks out, your dog is already alerting and suspicious of this dude, and you don't have to have the dude walk in and whack your dog with a stick in order to get it to be suspicious. All this stuff is so, so important, and starting out right is really, really the way to go. So, you know, that's what we're doing here. You have your guy behind the tree, you're sitting in, and you should say your word first, right? Watch him. Oh, look at Luca. It's okay, buddy. And then the dog's looking around like, huh, what are you talking about, right? This is important, because this is also teaching the dog that you are the one that says hey and says when. And it's not the dog making up its mind, right? So, and what the dog's going to learn after you do this for a little bit, as soon as you say that word, that dog's going to come to attention and be looking around for stuff, because it's learned, hey, my master knows. When he says that word, man, there's a bad guy somewhere around. So, you know, start out in the chair, no back tie, get your one of them First Saver choke collars. And when the guy steps out from behind that tree, and no matter, you know, it's kind of like starting a little tiny fire from a spark. Even if your dog doesn't bark or growl, but if it comes to attention and its tail is standing straight in the air and it's real tense and erect, praise that dog. Good, 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 right? If it barks and growls, all the better. And you tell that dog, good, good, good. If that dog should pull and lunge, correction, and then quickly back to the good, good, good. And this is going to teach the dog not to pull you into a bite. The dog can alert, the dog can defend, the dog can do the threat display, all of that kind of stuff. But I need to stay by my master. This is what is not being taught out there. So I just wanted to reiterate that with everybody, and hope everybody is doing well with their training programs. And I see I got a bunch of comments here. I need to get in here and see what you guys have been saying and answer some of the comments. But yeah, I just want to reiterate the importance of that and where we're all starting out here. All right.